Welcome to GoToWebinar, Web Events Made Easy. Welcome to the webinar. You have entered as an attendee in listen-only mode.
I just wanted to welcome you guys to the first USA BMX webinar. This is going to be the first of several webinars that we will be doing over the next couple of weeks. Each of these webinars will offer more detail as we move forward with all the different series. So please stay tuned to your emails for that. Also, before we get started, one thing I want to stress to everyone out there, especially the NBL track operators, the entire ABA staff is here to help, so please do not hesitate to contact any one of us directly with any of your questions. I have in the room with me John David, Chief Operating Officer, Brad Hallen, our Senior Track Director, and Bill Curtin, our IT Director / Track Director as well. With that said, I'm going to turn it over to them guys. They're going to go through the entire presentation with you. Please hold your questions until the end, and we'll have a quite extensive question and answer period towards the end. So please, throughout the broadcast, just write down your questions, and if you could, just hold those till the end. Gentlemen?
All righty, thank you so much, y'all, for your time and your participation in today's webinar. We're extremely excited to have this opportunity to chat with you guys today and to talk about the great programs that we've got moving forward. I think the slide says it best when it says United We Race. You know, that's a term that we talked a lot about at the recent NBL Grand Nationals, and on behalf of the entire staff of USA BMX, we welcome all the ABA tracks, all the NBL tracks, and now all the USA BMX tracks on board for this conversation. With that said, so proud to show you the first slide that we have here. Really goes to illustrate to you just the strength and the power that we have. And you know, as they say, strength in numbers. With this system, you can now see we've got over 375 BMX tracks under one unified license. And now with the additional 10,000 NBL members we added to the mix, 70,000 members under the USA BMX Association. We're in Puerto Rico, we're in Hawaii, we're in Alaska, and of course we're in Canada. So we're unbelievably proud of that fact, unbelievably proud to be doing this in such a fashion, so positive and so exciting for our sport. One funny side note that you're going to see there, today we're going to dispel a lot of rumors. The staff of USA BMX that attended the NBL Grand Nationals certainly fielded a lot of funny questions and a lot of rumors that were out there. And you'll see that it says 375 tracks, and we're not closing any of them. That means that exactly what it says is that there's been rumors out there that USA BMX would be closing some tracks because there might be duplicity in areas or there's some tight congestion of tracks. We can tell you all, nothing could be further from the truth. We plan to have every single USA BMX track out there and open, and we plan to do everything we can to make you as successful as possible, and we're here to service you and help you every step of the way. As we move forward, we talk about USA BMX and finally one organization unified for the sport. All tracks in the U.S. are now sanctioned by USA BMX, and USA BMX provides the following service: all the membership services, all the track services, all race programming, all national event promotion, all advertising and marketing, and all liability insurance, all rider medical coverage, and much, much more. And we're going to break those down step by step. The first thing we want you to certainly see is, who is USA BMX? Who are the people that have made bicycle motocross racing their life's work? And the first one we start off with is a great family photo. USA BMX is a privately held corporation, and that's the team right there. It's the Anderson family, three generations of BMX racers. Bernie Anderson, his son B.A. Anderson, our CEO, spoke earlier. B.A.'s wife, Ms. Edson, who used to be a track clerk. Bernie was a track operator, and of course, you've got the boys there that are current racers today. So, headlining our team out there is certainly our Chief Executive Officer, B.A. Anderson, with more than 34 years in the sport. I'm John David, Chief Operating Officer, been in the sport for 27 years, and with the company now for 11 years. Of course, Brad Hallen, you're going to get to know and spend a lot of time with, talking to in the meeting. He's our Senior Track Director, been with the company 21 years. And in the sport for 32 years. We're really proud of the list of staff that we have here because it goes to show you the amount of experience that's there for you, that's working with you every day. And it's that kind of spirit, experience, and that kind of passion that's going to help you through the day-to-day operations. Of course, you've got Bill Curtin, who's been in the sport for 34 years. Bill's got a great history. He used to be a Massachusetts state commissioner under the ABL program. Been with ABA for 6 years. He also started the website vintagebmx.com. Billy Allen is actually not with us today because he's out helping build a new indoor track. He's been in the sport for more than 34 years, and he's been with the company for 6 years. Shannon Gillette, we've got Bill Morris, who's our national director, who's been with us for 35 years. Jennifer Morris, who's our national scorer, has been in BMX for 35 years and with the company for more than 20. Really excited to have Brett back, who's been with us 11 years and just came back after being off a few years to be the Redline team manager. And, of course, Cheryl Bustamante, the longtime art director with 29 years of experience with the company. One of the things that people always talk about is, you know, a measurement of success in any corporation. And one of the things you can truly tell is with that type of longevity with the sport, with more than 250 combined years of BMX experience in the sport, that there's a reason why the staff of ABA chooses to be there. And it's because, A, they love BMX, and B, they enjoy what they do for a living. And certainly that's something that's going to be there for you all day in and day out through your operations. So as we start breaking into the programs, we certainly talk about the fact that USA BMX, you know, of course, is a membership association. We've got a nice little slide for us. It says USA BMX membership has privileges, you know, and of course now one of the things we're so proud of is that with that membership, it allows access to any sanctioned facility nationwide. No longer are there those barriers of I can't go to a great track, you know, that's a state away or maybe within my own state just because I don't have that membership or I can't afford a membership. Now it's all under one membership, and you've got that ability to race to any BMX track in North America. All USA BMX members, you know, get a great benefit, you know, of programming that comes with their membership. Some of the things that they receive are credit card style memberships, a membership card with barcoding, the ability to earn year-end points at any BMX track within the USA BMX and BMX Canada system. They get a new rider kit that we'll explain a little bit later on how you can facilitate through the local track. But they have the ability to get a new rider's manual. It's a great tool for all the NBL tracks you guys haven't seen before yet. It's just unbelievable, and you're going to come to really know and love. Of course, they get a number plate, a USA BMX rulebook, stickers, and a track flyer. All of those items listed are things that we want you to give out to those riders. And the best part about it is every single item you get 100% free from USA BMX. All USA BMX members are also provided with medical coverage, which is an excess policy with $3,000 of coverage and $1,000 deductible. Not to mention one of the best aspects and one of the things that we've been working on so hard over the last few months is Pull Magazine. USA BMX members all are receiving an awesome full-color glossy magazine that covers right now all the ABA and the NBL events and, of course, illustrates all of the great USA BMX points, programs, rankings, and happenings that we have. If you look at the latest issue of Pull, it's the first issue that we've had titled United We Race, and it's a complete inclusion of all of the USA BMX racetracks. When we start switching gears and talking about the program, let's talk a little bit about where we're going in the future as far as rider classification and advancement. What are the names of the classes going to be and how are they going to be structured? And how are we going to move riders up through that system? First and foremost are the brand new riders to the sport. Those are the novices. For the NBL tracks with us, those are going to be your rookie proficiencies. Next, we go on to the intermediate level. That's once riders have advanced after 8 wins at the novice category. Again, if we're coming from the NBL side of things, that's going to be the challenger category. This is, again, what the title of the classes will be for 2012. The next level, after we've obtained 25 wins, is our expert category. So we've become an intermediate, we've won 25 times, now we're moving right up the ranks, and now we're an expert. After that, for our female riders, all of our female riders start off in the girls' novice proficiency. What that means is that as a brand new rider to the sport, they're going to be in the novice class and combined with the boy riders. So they start out as a novice. Once they move up 8 times, they then move on into the girls' category. So our girls are, again, with those 8 wins, they moved up to that session. Of course, beyond that, we've got our cruiser class. Cruiser class is for any of the riders that are competing on 24-inch wheeled bicycles or larger. And one of the things that we always remind the tracks is that we know that you certainly have lots of guys coming out there on mountain bikes that may want to participate, you know, and you guys are more than welcome to get them on the track through a cruiser membership. Matter of fact, we see lots of tracks where cruiser riders actually want to just come out, participate. They have no interest in racing for points. We've got a lot of tracks that will put them on there with a cruiser membership and create a special mountain bike open class. That's even something through the current APA Motormaker program. We've got a mountain bike class right in the class drop-down screen that you can do that for. Great way to accommodate a great group of riders and get them involved in BMX. From there, of course, we've got pro racing. That's the pinnacle of BMX racing. And that's where our riders compete for money. So great explanation of the classes. That's what the class structure will look like. That's how the wins will be allocated. In the USA BMX system, one of the things we say is a win is a win is a win. Very, very, very simple. If I win a main event or I win the overall for the day, that counts as a win. Doesn't matter who I race with that day. What we do here at USA BMX is we monitor those numbers to make sure that when we say 8 or 25 to advance, we make sure that those are good, solid numbers and they work well with all tracks. Certainly no one understands that moving forward that once riders do get moved in from intermediate to expert, that we do have ways, if a rider should get moved up a little quickly, for whatever the local circumstances may be, we certainly do have ways to reclassify those riders. But it's a great system, it's a proven system, and I'm sure you all that are new to this and new to this class structure will find that it works very, very well. Next, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the circumstances that are out there. Now, this is especially geared towards the NBL tracks coming on board to the family here with USA BMX. First and foremost, riders can now self-move up. One of the major issues that we've seen out there is we know that we've had that freeze date where within the NBL system, riders could not move up. We're getting very close to the October 1st date where all of the NBL point systems are over. Of course, for all you ABA tracks, you all already know that you're allowed at any time, you know, to move up, you know, through the system, you know, but now for those NBL riders, now those guys are going to be afforded that same opportunity. Second key thing that we want to focus on is, look, we realize that we're going to have some riders that are placed in the wrong proficiency. We certainly understand that. When you go through a change this fast, and again, well, we're about, you know, 90 days into this process, which is amazing, but when you go through something like this, we certainly know that there are some issues that arise. In that respect, we know that we want to give tracks that ability to move riders up through the program. So for tracks, you do have that option to move a rider up if you feel like the rider is a little too, you know, overly competitive, if you will. And you have that ability to say, hey guys, you know, now it's time to go ahead and move on up to that intermediate proficiency or expert and so forth. Another thing that's key is that riders that had both ABA and NBL, they now are going to need to be in whichever proficiency is higher. Okay, so if we've got a situation where a rider may be classified as challenger in NBL, but classified as an expert in ABA, you know, we need to go ahead and get those riders to move on up into that expert proficiency. So whichever of those two is higher is the proficiency that they're going to go to. And of course, what we're going to do here is we're going to work really hard over the next few months to analyze the NBL results from the 2011 season and to make sure, you know, that those riders are placed in the appropriate, you know, category according to the wins based on 8 wins to intermediate, 25 wins to an expert. So we're going to take a hard look at that information, see where that's at, and work very, very hard to place riders in the proper proficiency. Again, keep in mind, we just want to make sure we've got great communication. Yeah, well, certainly we won't be going with the gate drop analysis. Okay, great question here. Something that's actually quite comical is, what am I? Am I ABA or am I NBL? And I can tell you guys that we had this question hit to us more than anybody else, more than any of the questions out there. First thing is, all tracks are now either USA BMX or BMX Canada. You're not an ABA track per se anymore, you're not an NBL track per se anymore. Really, ABA or NBL, that's determining, you know, what type of transfer system that you're running. You know, are you running a total point system, or are you running, you know, the transfer system that's become known and loved with ABA? So you're one or the other, you know, within USA BMX. You're either part of the Canadian program or part of USA BMX, but the bottom line is you're a USA BMX program. This is kind of a neat phrase which says it's your choice. And one of the nice flexibilities that you have moving forward under USA BMX is that you have that ability to run either system, either style of racing. If for your track and your customers, do you enjoy the total points of the NVL style system, you have that ability to run that system. If you enjoy running the transfer system or the AVA style, you in fact have that system. A lot of the AVA tracks will know that it's long been the policy of AVA to afford that flexibility to the tracks. Very, very excited now that throughout the system that's certainly an option. And we're talking a lot about depth about that.
And of course, all riders will receive USA BMX district points at every sanctioned race, making the races valuable to everyone, regardless of which style it's under. So that's going to be for tracks that are in a state that has maybe both Hackle, AVA, and NVL tracks. You know, this is going to hopefully encourage the riders to go back and forth between those tracks because they're earning something that matters. So the transfer AVA system, or total points NVL system, talk about the transfer system, and it's a system of running races where riders qualify in advance to the main event, and it's utilized for classes with four or more riders. Even within the ABA transfer system, if you have three riders, they run all three rounds in total points, but anytime there's four or more riders, you're going to see something that looks like this. So here's a 15 novice class under the 3-moto format, so we're running three qualifying rounds. And with four riders, we would advance three of them to the main event. And you see the transfers, it lists them as 1, 1, and 1. So you've got to win your moto in order to move on. Once the rider wins their round, then they're really done racing until the main event. So you see in the first round here, Donnie Robinson in the 15 novice class transfers out. Bubba Harris transfers out in the second round. And Upshaw transfers out in the third round. You've got a main event with three riders that have qualified in that regard.
It's important to emphasize, you know, the explanation here. Of course, you know, many of the AVA tracks that are on the call right now certainly understand and are used to the total point system because it's utilized, as Brad had said, anytime we've got three riders. A lot of people on the call certainly aren't accustomed to what the transfer system is. So it's important for we all see, you know, both different systems and some of the pros and cons. So one of the neat things we'll talk about, too, are some of the benefits of the transfer system and honestly why it was created. All of us know that BMX evolved from motocross. The motocross system was a 2-moto format. Well, when BMX started, you know, the system that was adopted initially was the 3-moto total points format, which has been the norm, of course, within the NVL. The founders of ABA, while they enjoyed the 3-moto format, they wanted to offer some additional opportunities for some of the riders and really kind of change the game. That's why they created the transfer system. And it was done in an effort to allow more riders the opportunity to finish better within the races. Any of us that have run races and completed race report forms at the end of the week, and especially on total points races, can often remember going back through and scoring the race at the end of the day. 9 times out of 10 is 1-1-1, 2-2-2, 3-3-3. Same kid getting first, same kid getting second, same kid getting third. Well, the founders of the AVA didn't like that. That's why they created the transfer system, which, as you can see from Brad's explanation, the visual, it actually takes those top riders and transfers them directly to the main, thus allowing in a second moto and a third round the opportunity for there to be a new winner of the moto. And some of the benefits as we've listed are, A, it rewards riders for their accomplishments. That's certainly exciting goal setting and attainment. It creates winners and promotes accomplishment by allowing more people than just one participant for the day to win a moto. It certainly spreads rider morale, and we've truly found that it improves rider retention. It's very easy to score. That's one of the great reasons why, of course, ABA Nationals are so efficient. Because, for instance, in the example Brad showed you in Moto 1, where we're transferring one rider, we just need to score a couple of places, not all four. It also very, very easily allows riders to change to a 2-moto format just in case there's a situation like rain. We would simply modify the qualifiers. Instead of them being 1, 1, and 1, they would simply then be 1 and 2. And we could do that in 2 motos and still transfer 3 riders to the main event. It also creates main events, which are certainly climatic for the riders, the families, and the spectators. It makes it certainly easy to follow for all those spectators. The points are awarded, you know, the awards and the points are awarded primarily based on the main event. It makes it very, very easy for riders to track their wins, and it makes it very easy to facilitate trophy splits. Another great side benefit, simplifies staging by decreasing the number of riders in each round,
and it certainly encourages riders to participate in multiple classes. So lots of great benefits within the system. You know, it's something we're very proud of. I can tell you personally, both as an NBL track operator in the past and working with the ABA system for the past 11 years, that with any business, okay, and that's what a BMX track is, it's a small business, there's no question about that. With any structure of that nature, you know, you really have to target your goods and services for your demographic. Any healthy BMX track is going to have somewhere between 70 to 80% novice and intermediate riders. Truly, the transfer system for that group of riders is the most positive system, and one that works great in encouraging those riders rather than continually being beat by the same riders, that opportunity to at least go out and win a moto. So something very positive, something that we hope, if you haven't never looked at it before, that that you see some of the nice side benefits of, and certainly we can explain more of that as we go further down the road. And again, with all saying that, again, we still want to reiterate the fact that it's your choice. You've got that ability to run the total point system or the transfer system. So one of the things we definitely need to talk about, especially this is really a slide that's geared towards the NBL tracks, is completing 2011. What do we do for the remainder of this 2011 season as we wind down the rest of the ABA season, which ends at Thanksgiving and then, of course, December 15th? And, of course, as we know, the NBL season is coming to an end September 30th. That's the end of the point season. So the real question is what do we do for the NBL tracks that are still operating past October 1st? What that opportunity is to go out and participate and have riders still earn points. Well, we've got a little simple solution for you all. We're going to be working with computer programming to find a solution for you to make sure that, A, your existing NBL computer program will build motos according to the ABA structure, or B, to supply everybody with the ABA moto maker. This way you can at the least offer races that are going to allocate points that the rider is going to earn through the 2011 district points program. We certainly feel that, like, that's a better system than having riders out there, again, ultimately, and this is, again, speaking only to the NBL tracks, we personally feel like that's a better idea of having them at least go out there and be able to earn some district points in that respect. A couple of things that are real exciting, too, as we move forward, is what's coming on. We talk about completing the 2011 season is the upcoming, you know, ABA Grand Nationals, which is now, for the first time ever, going to be combined with the Race of Champions and the President's Cup. For anybody who's never attended a President's Cup race, I can tell you that it's one of the most exciting things out there, and it's going to be an absolute joy to get this thing running together in conjunction with the Grand Nationals. And if you've never attended the ABA Grand Nationals, I can tell you that it's an amazing event that occurs over Thanksgiving week in one of the most amazing buildings for BMX you've ever seen. First and foremost, history-making event. We truly anticipate a record participation. Secondly, on Friday, the traditional ABA Race of Champions is now actually going to be a combination of the President's Cup and the Race of Champions. So we're really welcoming all of the NBL state programs and state teams to enter the Plus to really make this one heck of an impressive race. With that, we're going to have an amazing opening ceremonies with a phenomenal parade of states where we're literally going to have every state's riders paraded, you know, right through the track area for the opening ceremonies. We're going to qualify riders basically from the top 10 in their age and proficiency from the ABA State Series, and additionally from the top 15 in age and proficiency from the NBL State Series. We're going to do a state versus state competition where we're actually going to be ranking the states like on a team sheet type setup where we take the 10 best scores from riders from each state. And in addition to that, every winner of the President's Cup Race of Champions, every class winner, so I win 10 novice, or I win 10 intermediate, or I win 10 expert, is also going to be awarded a number one plate that's going to be able to be adorned on their bicycles for the rest of the 2011 and 2012 season at any USA BMX event. We're also going to have a special USA BMX track together, track get-together, I should say, and this will be the first time ever that we're going to have all the tracks together under one roof to chat about the great sport and exchange the great information and history that we all have. So definitely a weekend that you're not going to want to miss. We certainly are excited from an ABA perspective. All of our ABA tracks are unbelievably excited to welcome all the NBL tracks into the fold, and I think you guys are actually going to love celebrating Thanksgiving together under one roof as at the ABA Grand Nationals, and of course the future home of the USA BMX Grand Nationals and President's Cup.
So we'll talk about some of the exciting programs and awards, and really they're available for all levels of riders. So first of all, there's five different types of rankings or points awarded by USA BMX. We've got the district level, which every race will offer. We've got the state level, the regional level, which would be your Redline Cup series, the national level, and of course some of our national events are also designated as UCI events and offer UCI or world points. So over on the right side of the screen, you'll see something that we refer to as the Stairway to Success. And basically what this is showing riders visually what their goals are as they get into and progress through the sport of BMX. And obviously at the bottom of that stairway you see the district number, and in the goal for riders is to, you know, keep getting a lower number on their bike each year. Then you move on to the state or provincial. If you're in Canada, the state or provincial plate, the Race of Champions, the red number plate that you just heard John talking about, the Redline Cup series, the regional plate. You see the Redline Cup number one plate there, but we also offer Redline Cup number two and three plates. The district number one plate, and you know, you see that district number one plate ahead of the Redline Cup, ahead of the Race of Champions. We really emphasize that district number one plate because that's what benefits the local tracks the most, is having those riders race at your track week in and week out. Then of course we get to the top of the stairway, your national age group ranking, and then of course the top of the stairway is the national overall number one plate, and there's only one of those. So again, we look at some of the different types of races that are available for the tracks and the different types of points that are awarded, whether they're district, and of course you see every race will offer some type of district points, whether single, double, triple, or even sometimes quadruple points. State points awarded at state level races, regional points at the Redline Cups, and of course national points at the national level races. So we look at the USA BMX district racing, and for the NBL tracks, you know, the district racing is the foundation of our sport. Riders are placed into districts based on state and zip codes, and that's kind of based on membership population. So you see that little map over there, which is the current state of Florida, and the two districts that are provided, and of course I've marked where some of the tracks are there. So our point season in USA BMX will run from January 1st to December 15th. And offering in categories amateur, which is boys, basically novice, intermediate, and expert, cruiser, girls, and girls cruiser. District points awarded at every race, and points are updated weekly. Riders can view their points online in our magazine or by phoning or emailing the USA BMX office. And of course, if you've got an iPhone, then you can also check out your points by using our iPhone application. So here is the district points table. That is available for the district points. And what you see right away, novice, intermediate, expert, is that there's more points offered if you're an intermediate and more points offered yet if you're an expert rider. This is all about, goes back to a philosophy that we've had for a long time in wanting to create riders, give riders an incentive to move up. If you want to get access to the good awards like the state jackets and the district number one plates that you see, you're going to want to aspire to move up and become an expert rider to have the best shot at those awards. So, with the district awards, every rider earns a new bike number at the end of each year, and that number can be used at any USA BMX event. We award top 10 jackets for the top 10% of the riders in a district up to a maximum of 50, and medallions for 11 through 50. The number one rider in amateur girls and girls cruiser also gets the number one plate and a district number one jacket.
You know, one of the most exciting things about the district points program is, again, as it says, the foundation, is the fact that those riders get a brand new bike number every single year. And it's something you're certainly going to come, for those of you who aren't familiar with the program, you're going to see that excitement in the riders. Is that first year of racing, they start out with a three-digit number. All year long, they can't wait to get a peel off one of those digits and move up into a two-digit category to get 99 or below. And then certainly as they move forward and they progress in the sport, now the next goal is to grab one of those district jackets.
But the bottom line is it's a great award for the great program that's going to keep them coming back, racing more and more. And it's where they can have a chance to keep earning great awards and enjoy the sport.
So now we take a look at the State Cup Series in USA BMX.